Today, we're kicking off our annual series, Central Florida Seen and Heard, this time with a focus on something that impacts all of us, transportation. In Central Florida, driving is how most people usually get around, and it's expensive. Last year, the Florida Turnpike says toll transactions brought in $1.3 billion. But there's also another cost, the cost of time. In quickly growing areas like the Four Corners, residents say daily detours are making their commutes more costly. Central Florida Public Media's Molly Durig reports.
Tear down the wall!
No, this isn't a reenactment of Pink Floyd's classic 1982 film, The Wall. It's a protest made up of some 200 people living near the Lake Orange County line. And that wall? It's really a cluster of cement barriers blocking cars from driving onto a rural road historically used by citrus farmers.
Open the road!
These protesters live in a community of sprawling planned developments in Lake County, just steps over the Orange County line. It's in the Four Corners, one of the fastest growing parts of Florida, where Lake, Orange, Osceola, and Polk counties all come together. Many residents say they moved here because of the proximity to Orlando and the promise of a new roadway network to connect Orange and Lake counties.
Stop the lies, build the connector.
Some say it's a promise that dates back to 2013, but years later, that roadway connection between Fleming's Road and Sawgrass Bay Boulevard is still underway. Viridiana Glanton and her family moved here in 2023.
Biggest reason we purchased because of the connector.
Fed up with their bogged down commute and decade-old promises of a new road, some residents decided to take matters into their own hands, using the unfinished roadway connection as a makeshift shortcut.
Everybody was starting to take the shortcut because it is a paved road on the other side. There's just a dirt little tiny piece between our pavement and their pavement.
The makeshift shortcut was really only an option for people with bigger vehicles that could handle a little rough terrain. That is, before barricades went up, blocking off the unfinished connection in both counties. Before that, the shortcut, nicknamed the Disney Cut-Through, had become a lifeline for residents with four-wheel drive, including Veridiana's husband, Kyle Glanton.
We're using that, and I mean, like, you're talking about saving 25, 30 minutes just to get to downtown Orlando was amazing.
To get a sense of what Glanton's daily commute is like these days without the inter-county connection, I met up with him on a Monday morning, long before the crack of dawn, 4:45 a.m. to be exact.
The traffic buildup gets so insane here.
According to the East Central Florida Regional Planning Council, the average commute time for drivers in the Four Corners is 30 and a half minutes each way. Census data show, on average, Florida drivers spend slightly more time commuting to and from work than in other states. Glanton says he switched to this very early morning work schedule to try and avoid some of the traffic. Even still, it takes him about an hour to get to where he works in East Orlando, about twice as long as Glanton says it would take with the pending roadway connection.
A lot of my teammates, they want to see us go ahead and allow the road to be used in its current state.
At least to local traffic, until the road can fully open in its finished form. But Orange County's Transportation Planning Division manager, Brian Sanders, has concerns.
That's problematic. You know, there's vehicles getting stuck. They may be going on private property. More vehicles are coming on to our road than structurally it can handle.
Right now, a geotechnical consultant contracted by Orange County is analyzing how structurally stable Fleming's Road is in its current form to see whether it could be safely reopened to local traffic. But in the meantime, without the connection in place, residents have other safety concerns.
Okay, you know, what if there's like an emergency? There's going to be a bottleneck. And surprise, surprise, we ran into an emergency.
That's Lake County resident Esterling Lantigua, who says last fall, his four-year-old daughter fell into the pool and nearly drowned. Fortunately, a relative knew CPR. But without the roadway connection, Lantigua says it took longer for emergency responders to arrive.
Took a good 7 minutes, 7 to 8 minutes until EMT arrived. And they even said it, they could have been here quicker.
But as things stand right now, without the connector road, some neighborhoods in the Lantigua's larger development community have only one direct exit route.
As far as access, if you look at it, the further back in you go, the less options you have to get out.
That's Lake County Public Works Engineering Director Jeff Earhart, who says local governments also want to see road projects get done, but there's a big challenge.
Other things that keep me up at night is the cost. As a steward of everybody's tax money, you know, that's their money. And with the cost of roads going up so much.
According to the Federal Highway Administration, road construction costs rose to record-breaking heights in recent years, likely peaking in 2022, and remaining well above the general inflation rate reflected by the Consumer Price Index.
I bid a project that came in at $2.5 million back in the early 2000s, and now it's up to $8 million. So that the numbers are just hard to believe. When I used to talk in hundreds of thousands, and now I'm talking in millions.
That's where the role of developers comes into play, not only for this transportation project, but for hundreds of others in various stages across Central Florida. In many of those cases, developers fund road projects with transportation impact fees meant to help offset the costs of growth, like more traffic as more people move to the area. Here's Terry Scott, Lake County's Public Works Construction Manager.
The need for the road isn't really there until the developer wants to develop the adjacent land and the land around it. So the developer drives that need.
Often, developers also help drive the pace of road construction. In Orange County, developers can have projects approved in phases, paying impact fees as they go. That leaves the county waiting for enough dollars to accumulate to start construction. And that leaves residents waiting on a would-be road. Here's Sanders with Orange County again.
The development community plays a unique role. They're able to finance these projects well ahead of Orange County's collections of impact fees. They come up front and provide a service that accelerates these roadways.
That's after a road network agreement is approved, which in this case has been an especially long process, complicated by the more than a dozen property owner parties to the agreement still being negotiated with Orange County. All entities, some of which have sold off property since signing the initial agreement, must now sign off on proposed changes before road construction can begin.
It's kind of this mixed thing of charging new development to help.
That's Adam Carr, an urban planner with Urban 3. He says most local governments face this funding conundrum with infrastructure like roads. But it gets uniquely challenging in Florida with no income tax and strict property tax limits.
There is this constraint on revenue growth for communities, while costs associated with maintenance and operations of infrastructure systems don't necessarily have that constraint.
Especially given the rising cost of building roads, transportation impact fees paid by developers are critical for making road projects happen at all, including the connector road Glanton and his neighbors are waiting on now. Lake County is just about done with its section, but with Orange County still yet to start construction, Glanton's feeling apprehensive.
It's going to just be the road to nowhere.
Until the road is up and running, Glanton will be in for more of what he says is about 10 or 11 hours a week spent commuting. Originally, Glanton says he and his wife figured they'd want more children, but now they're leaning against it. And Glanton's lengthy early morning commute is a big reason why.
I just don't see how we could do it.
The traffic is a drag, but the biggest downside of Glanton's early morning commute, he barely ever gets to see his four-year-old daughter, Kennedy. Okay. Except for right now, for their daily video call shortly after he gets to work. Glanton knows how precious and fleeting these moments are. He's hoping the road will be done soon so he can enjoy more of them.
I'll see you when I get home.
All right. Molly Durig, Central Florida Public Media.